Welcome to the Houston Racquet Club's Insider Podcast, your go-to source for the exclusive HRC insights and updates tailored for our members and staff. Join us as we explore the latest news from around the club.
Happy Friday. Thomas and Cicely here with a special guest today, none other than our Men's Association President, Kevin Wright. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We'll be with you in just a second. As usually, everyone listening, you know what we go over first, but I want to point out this is episode number 103. Everything's available on the HRC app all the way back to March 2019. And with that, let's go straight to member events.
Absolutely. Get ready to sip your way through the world. Join Uncorked on Thursday, September 11th at 6 p.m. in the Creekside Lounge for a passport tasting experience. There will be four tasting tables with wines from around the world. Thursday, September 18th is Tequila Palooza. This will be a fun evening of tequila tasting and more. This event will be located on the adult deck. Join us Saturday, September 20th for our second annual member guest tournament, pickleball tournament. Kicking It at HRC is back. This will be every Tuesday starting September 23rd through November 18th. We will have a clinic for children ages 2 and 3 and a separate clinic for ages 4 to 5. The club doubles tournament will be on Saturday and Sunday, October 4th and 5th. Lastly, we are calling all junior tennis players. Join us on October 25th for an exciting day of singles competitions as juniors take the court to compete for the first ever junior club champion title, which will be super fun. As always, you can sign up for all these events on the HRC app.
Thank you, Cicely.
You're welcome.
That was a mouthful. My goodness. Okay. Why don't you share some fun facts about Kevin?
So, yes, Kevin grew up in College Station. He played tennis all 4 years at UT Tyler and still holds the single titles record over there. Attended grad school at Texas A&M. He joined HRC after playing in the Watt tournament, and he has served on the Men's Association board for 4 years.
Isn't Sonny's daughter, didn't she go to UT Tyler? I think she did.
I believe so. Yeah.
Well, Kevin, welcome. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Excited for it.
Not the usual Men's Association meeting. I will point out that Kevin is a very soft-spoken gentleman, but very precise when he makes his presentation in board meetings, so I appreciate that always. Haven't been in literally thousands of committee meetings. So I really appreciate you being flexible and doing this today. We've done this with Kathy Schutze and the Women's Association, and so Kevin, Cicely and I were talking. I said, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. The guys usually like to add a dollar or two, so we need to get Kevin in next. So anyway, so just talk about your journey. How did you come to Houston, and how did you eventually end up at the club?
Yeah, absolutely. So as Cicely mentioned, I was finishing up grad school at Texas A&M before coming down to Houston a little over 10 years ago. My wife and I, my wife Randy Ray, have been members at the club for 7 or 8 years now. And we first were introduced via the Watt, actually. So tennis first, head in, and just loved the events. Loved the ballroom upstairs, loved meeting the people, and just knew we wanted to get involved.
What year was that Watt?
Oh, it must have been 2017.
2017. Oh, right before Harvey joined. Mm-hmm. And you joined right after?
We joined right after the renovations and the repairs were made.
Before Harvey?
Yes.
Okay. That was a fun year, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. I was told by a member, we're getting our money's worth out of you this year, Thomas. That was a fun memory there. So, you've been on the Men's Association board for the last 4 years, and now the president, of course. What made you get on the Men's Association and eventually actually take the president's role?
Yeah, just a great opportunity for me, as I saw it from day one. You know, I love the guys that I've been involved with on the tennis court, you know, from day one. And that continued into a social aspect, getting to know everybody personally, and was invited to join the board when we had an extra seat, you know, like you said, 4 or 5 years ago, and have really just soaked it up. Love being a part of the club atmosphere, love being closer with all the membership. It's been really great.
Do you mind sharing your responsibilities as the president of the Men's Association, please?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of it's really on autopilot. The guys are so responsible, and you know, the club's been organizing these events and these committees for a long time. So, you know, my role is really organizing the meetings that we have. We try to have 6 meetings a year with as many of our 9 members as we can, and we talk about, you know, various things from club activities to what we've what's been going on, what needs to improve, you know, planning, so forth.
So Men's Association, I remember when it was founded, and it was Tim Jordan and Dana Busa. I'm not sure if you knew either one of them, but that was kind of the discussion.
I know Tim well.
Okay, so that's how the whole thing started back in the day with bylaws and everything else. And then, of course, the elections happen every January, so it's pretty organized. You were saying it's on autopilot. It took quite a while, but part of it was just to form a community within the club for the guys, you know, because the Women's Association, I believe, was founded in 1968, right before the clubhouse opened.
Wow.
And we didn't have anything for the guys, so here we are today. So community being a big part of what makes the club, what makes the club special. I mean, how does the Men's Association bring members together?
Sure. So, you know, the Men's Association is committed to organizing several events throughout the year, whether they're athletic events, social events, educational events for not only just the men, but really just the membership at large a lot of times. So I know we'll go more into it, but some flagship type of events would be our Surf and Turf event, which is coming up in just later October this year. Great event. We do speaker series, whether those are, you know, medical professionals coming to speak on issues that relate to everybody, or, you know, a super powered, you know, car body shop, you know, here to amp up your vehicles. So we've really done the full gambit and have just had great, great engagement across the membership.
Yeah, Hennessy was he was awesome. Yes. I cannot believe that he crashed that car. Oh my Lord. And it also the only time I had to go to the board to ask for permission to allow cigar smoking in a non-smoking club. And that started with the Surf and Turf at the Pavilion. Little fun side story there. Brad Pat was the president at the time, and a thunderstorm came in right in the middle of the event, and lightning struck literally in the back driveway. So all the guys were stuck over there. I was stuck over here. It's time to leave. You all were having way too much fun over there. I wasn't even close to home in my lowrider, and it came down so hard I almost didn't make it. And as soon as I got home, I get a phone call, we got a fire at the club. Well, when that lightning hit, it melted one of the AC units in the old bar back there.
Yep.
And we had a fire going. And I remember I'm standing there at 2 in the morning, and here's Brad, and he's still here. He's walking in. Here's president and general manager at the time. Thomas, what are you still doing here? He says, I work here. What are you still doing here? So we have quite a few stories like that. So anyway.
Do you have any special moments or memories from your time on the board?
You know, I think, you know, seeing the different members rotate out to being, whether it's president of the board and kind of managing us and the membership and, you know, giving input and really taking responsibility in different facets has been really cool and fun to see. It's fun to be in that position now. Certainly, you know, events that we've done, I think the ones that, you know, I've just listed, the Surf and Turf, my personal favorite. The cigars, the tequila, the tennis, it's a fantastic event. So really a lot of fun times, and certainly a lot more memories to be made than the ones that I have.
And then you have you have shared events too, like with the Women's Association. I mean, I think I've seen you in Disco Drag too.
Yeah.
Everybody.
We'll get our gear on for, I think, November coming up later this year. We're planning to co-sponsor a disco pickleball event, I think, with the Women's Association. So yeah, events like that are fantastic.
I couldn't believe the first Disco Dubs we had, how everybody dressed up. It was just awesome.
It was awesome.
It really, really was. So,
and you had also mentioned there's about 150 men come out for the Surf and Turf event.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, how do you come up with the event?
Well, similarly here, you know, these have been going on for so long, we've kind of stuck to some of the best ones. So we know what has worked well, what people enjoy. So a lot of the events are kind of recurring things. We have quarterly poker nights, which are absolutely fantastic evenings upstairs in the newly renovated ballroom. Actually, the legacy room.
Founders room.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Yep.
So get about 40, maybe 50 guys out playing cards, very casual. Pretty low stakes, some great food, great drinks, and a really good time. So, you know, that's a great
example. What's the grand prize at the end of the year?
At the end of the year, mainly bragging rights is the most important thing.
Is the coin is the coin still in circulation?
The coin is still there. We have our markers.
Okay, good. So every September, well, actually this Thursday, the new club president gets elected, and then I always catch my kickoff lunch with the new president and always ask the same question. What do you want your legacy to be? And what do you want yours to be? And how do you see the Men's Association evolving here at the club?
Sure. It's a great question. I'm extremely excited and happy that I feel like I've been able to be engaged and give back a little bit to the club, not just show up to hit tennis balls, you know, which I've done plenty of competitively during my day. So, you know, my focus going forward is really having a good community, being a part of it, being able to stay engaged and help grow this club.
Are there any initiatives that you're really proud to be a part of?
I think one thing that comes to mind that we just recently approved on the Men's Association board, we just made a $10,000 donation, I believe, to the Employee Scholarship Fund.
$10,500.
I think we may have upped our bid.
Correct you there, I'm going to hear it from everybody.
Thank you. Well, we're excited to be involved in that and really helped us seed, you know, this endowment.
It's incredible. So much appreciate your support with that. So, I mean, we raised well over $100,000 already. It's just incredible.
Wow.
Yep. So, what is one thing you want all the Racquet Club members to know about the Men's Association? Just one thing.
I think that we're there really to, again, to help the community engage, help the membership grow, be more engaged, and have fun. You know, we want it to be a familial environment, a sense of comfort for everybody, and enjoyment and entertainment. And so, you know, we always put our heads together, think about how we can improve every single day, every single event.
One word that stuck out to me that you said is inclusive. And I really liked that you put that in there. And if a member isn't involved yet, how can they become involved?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're getting so many new members all the time right now, which is fantastic. So I encourage anybody to reach out directly to me. Christina Torres does a whole lot of work on our behalf in helping people get coordinated. So I just recently sat down with a new member personally who reached out directly to me. You know, how can I get involved and get engaged? So always happy to have that conversation.
Awesome.
And we got a wait list of almost 3 years. For example, the Labor Day Touch a Truck event, we're actually going to invite some of the waitlist members. Keep them engaged. Make sure they don't change their mind, because 3 years is a long time to wait to get in, of course, where all your friends are already here. But other than that, any golf tournament coming up again anytime soon, you think? We haven't done one of those in a long time.
That is a great idea. I think we used to play at Sugar Creek a fair amount.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's definitely a good engagement for us to get back onto.
The first one we did was at Walden on Lake Conroe, which at the time was rated number 9 in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And my former boss actually owned that. He has since retired and sold both of them, that and Northgate Country Club. So we're probably back to Sugar Creek. Gordon over there, they take great care of us.
It's a good spot.
But anything else that comes to mind you want to share in general?
No, I think, you know, we're happy to be engaged. We encourage anybody and everybody to reach out to us, if whether you're interested in sitting on the board someday or have comments, questions about things that are going on, you know, constructive criticism, ideas of things to do going forward. Love that, because it's really a group effort. You know, it's a group of individuals coming up with a lot of the speaker events, coming up with the networking, etc. So please continue to make it a group activity and collaborate.
Well, we're pretty much wrapping up. Pretty quick podcast here today, but there's, given your personality, like I said, you know, of course, I'm the only constant on the boards. You know, it all changes at least every 3 years or 4 years and everything else. So everyone has their individual personalities. So I'm sure you got your opinion about me, but mine about you is just a very even keeled, always very classy, you know, emotional, this and that, in a great mood every day. So I'm going to ask you the same question I ask staff, and I've asked this in 102 podcasts. I don't think we asked Leland to the last one. We asked him during the first time we recorded. That's why I didn't ask him again. So I asked the employees, what makes you get up in the morning? If you're having a tough day, tough week, tough month, totally stressed out, how do you get through that? What motivates you? How are you wired?
That's a good question. I I think my background in tennis lends a lot to it, honestly. I've played a whole lot of tennis matches, been on the top side of them almost just as much as the bottom side. And so you have to manage those emotions as you go through it, whether it's during the match or after it. So I think that's lent a lot to how I've developed. And, you know, what motivates me is, I think, the long-term benefits, long-term goals, and keeping a stable head.
Awesome. Well, that's all I got for you, Cicely.
That's good. That's awesome.
Any questions for us? No? Good?
Piece of cake.
Okay. Well, thanks again for doing this, Kevin.
Yes,
appreciate it.
Thanks.
And everyone have a great weekend, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to the HRC Insider Podcast. For feedback or suggestions, please utilize the Insider Communication feature in the HRC app or get in touch with an HRC Ambassador Representative. Your participation not only enters you into a prize drawing, but completing the trivia quiz for this episode also doubles your chances of winning. Thanks again, best of luck, and have an amazing day.